Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Kumpo, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. God has been keeping me, and I hope you're also good.
Yeah, no, God has been keeping us in spite of the heat wave, but we are doing well. I hope that your day has been good.
My tea is also hot.
yeah. Now we're going to talk about finding a church, which is a subject of the Voice of Prophecy lesson this afternoon. And we're looking at Ephesians 4, verse 4 to 5. But it says, there is one body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Now, one faith and yet so many churches? How can we know which is the right church? I mean, the Bible says one faith, and yet it does appear that there are so many of these faiths.
Yeah. You know, let me take you back to the bus rank or taxi rank again. I'm from deep rural areas here in Zimbabwe, in Kai, and when you're going to our rural areas, the road is very bad.
Yeah.
So best buses that can go and arrive safely without any problems to my home area, it is chicken buses. We call them chicken buses because they are very old buses, but yet very resistant and very strong. So when you're going to the bus rank, you will see different buses. You know, there are these new designed buses, so nice, so comfortable, with TVs inside, with the charging ports inside. They're just nice buses. And when you go and look at the buses from my home area, I tell you, the buses are ugly. Sometimes when you're looking at the bus, you might even think that the bus is going to fall. But the bus is the same bus that is going to take you where you're going to. Why? As ugly as it is able to face the road. It is able to face whatever is, it will meet along the way.
Yeah.
And there is a Ndebele saying, I'll say Ndebele and also translate it. It says, Ipasi ipaliwe, meaning the bus is written. Now, if you board a bus because it's beautiful and board it, for example, you bought a bus going to Joburg when you want to go to Zimbabwe. Even if the journey is so nice, even if the journey is so comfortable, even if the journey is so welcoming, even if the journey is so easy, and even if the bus is speeding so much or whatever is happening, the bus is not going where you are going. The bus has been written.
Yeah.
Now, the Church of God, I still repeat my analogy, the Church of God is as good as a bus that is carrying people to heaven. There's a song that we sang as we grew up. The song was about a train. It was saying, Istimela Senkosi Sithwala Abangcwele, meaning the train is carrying the holy ones or the righteous ones. So now, even if the journey is so beautiful in a wrong bus, you will not reach the destination.
Yeah.
So God has his bus. Ipasi ipaliwe. The bus is written. If the bus is written, what's written? The destination and the rules and the regulations are also written. Now, even if you, on the way, people a drop and whatever is happening, you know that no. Yes, these people are dropping, fine, but this is not where I am. This is not my destination. My destination is, you know, in our bus, when we're going to the rural areas, we are the last people to drop off the bus. So whatever is happening along the way, it is none of our business because we know where we are going. Let me come back to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, and the verse is 4 to 5. It says there is one body and one spirit, which means there is one, to me, there is one driver and one bus. Just as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one driver, one bus, one destination. We have one Lord, who is the driver of the bus. We have one faith, which is the currency of heaven. It is the currency to be had in your prayers of heaven, which is our ticket in the bus. And one baptism, which is our passport along the way. So, my dear friends, there is one church. How? Ipas ipaliwe. How do I say this? Let us go to the book of John 7, verse 17. The Bible says, if anyone wills to do God's will, ye shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. If you are going to the bus rank, there are people, we call them touts, right? They will pull you, even if you are not going to Joburg and you are going to Zimbabwe, they want to pull you. If you are not careful, you will see yourself and with your luggage in a wrong bus because someone has pulled you to a wrong bus. But if you are strong, you'll say, no, this is not where I'm going. I am going that way. And when they see that you're not going their way, they're going to leave you and leave you in peace. So what is happening here? If anyone wants to do the will of God, or if anyone wants to worship God in the true church, shall know concerning the doctrines. That's why I'm now coming with Ipas Ipali, where the pass is written. What is it? Is the law of God, which exactly describes who God is. Do not steal, do not commit adultery, keep the Sabbath. All these things are the doctrine or are the law of God, which when we do, we are now doing them because we have a master. So when we make a commitment to the will of God, He will help us to see whether these are teachings from men or teachings from people. You know, when you go to the issue of Abel and Cain, both of these guys worshipped. Both of these guys, if it was the setup like we have, a divine service, an elder on duty, offertory reading, a first song and the last song, everything was done. But the other did the will of God, and the other did His will in the name of Jesus. So now, we have a lot of churches who want to force God to understand what they want God to accept. But is exactly what God has told us to do. You know, we have a lot of people, you know, especially in Africa, when someone decides to make a money laundering scheme or whatever, they just open a church and they become rich, and that's it. They preach what makes people happy. They preach their opinions when God has a thus says the Lord. So the key ingredient when finding a church is examining its respect and allegiance to the word of God. The first thing, if the first criteria to find the true church, take the Ten Commandments. Check the church, follow the do they commit adultery as a system, not as individuals? As a system, no. Do they steal as a system? No. Do they keep the Sabbath? Yes or no? If it's a no, already that's a disqualification. No need to continue. So God has His way. If people are doing their own things when the law of God and the doctrines and His teachings are clear, then we have a problem. So my dear friends, genuine fellowship is built, number one, around scripture, not around people's views and theologies. No. Genuine fellowship is built around the word of God. So before, you know, we choose churches to join, it is important to understand what God wants us to do first. We need to know what has to happen. We need to know the price we're supposed to pay. We need to know everything. So my dear friends, as we are looking for the right church, because if you're in a wrong church, the destination might be bad until you correct it. You won't reach where you're going until you correct it. And sometimes, you know, we choose wrong buses for right destinations, and we end up losing a lot because of wrong destiny. You know, sometimes when God speaks, we want God to understand where we are and whatever. But But sometimes we make our destination more expensive by going back and forth when we know the right bus to come for. Instead of you going to Zimbabwe, you first go to Botswana, you go to Zambia. The journey will be expensive and you lose a lot of time enjoying the blessings of the journey.
Mm.
So when we found the truth, when we have found what God wants us to do, let us quickly choose the right bus for the right destination. May God keep us to do the right thing. I know sometimes, you know, we are reluctant. People just say, I'm a church goer. The most important thing is to just go to church. No, you cannot go to a bus rank and just board any bus and say the most important thing is just being in a bus. The bus is not going where you're going. Go to the bus that is taking you where you're going. The bus is written. May God help us to choose the right bus. Read. Let us not assume. It is clear. Let us do what God wants us to do. May God help us. May God keep us. It is my prayer that people do the right thing. It is my prayer that people choose the right bus for their destination. It is my prayer that people follow what God wants them to follow. Sometimes we are so ignorant. We choose to be ignorant when God has given us the truth. Read your Bible, pray every day, and yield yourself to God's leading. And when God leads you, you will listen to his voice,
yeah,
and you will go to the right church. May God bless us.
Ibasi. Ibaliwe. Thank you so much, Pastor Gumpo. You've given us, what is it that we should look out for. And ngempela ngempela, ibasi lebaliwe. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.